Listening comprehension. Advanced sign languages. Different countries have different sign languages. But why should there be more than one sign language? Doesn't that just complicate things? This question would make sense if sign language was a system invented and then handed over to the deaf community as an assistive device. But sign languages, like spoken languages, develop naturally out of groups of people interacting with each other. We know this because we have observed it happen in real time. In 1980, the first Nicaraguan school for the deaf opened. Students who had been previously isolated from other deaf people brought the gestures they used at home and created a sort of improvised sign system to communicate with each other. It worked for communication, but it wasn't consistent or rule-governed. The next generation who came into the school learned the signs and spontaneously started to regularize it, creating rules for verb agreement and other consistent grammatical devices. Over time, it stabilized into a full-fledged linguistic system. Because sign languages develop with deaf communities, they can be independent of the surrounding spoken language. American Sign Language is quite different from British Sign Language, despite the fact that English is the spoken language of both countries. That said, there is a lot of contact between sign language and spoken language, as deaf people read and write or lip-read in the surrounding language, and sign languages reflect this. Sign languages have their own grammar. There are rules for well-formed sentences in sign language. For example, a well-formed question might have the right kind of eyebrow position. Eyebrows should be up for yes, no questions, and down for other questions. That is, who, what, where, when, why questions. If you use the rules wrong or inconsistently, you will have a foreign accent. And what about children? Well, they acquire sign language in the same way they acquire spoken language. The stages of sign language acquisition are the same as those for spoken language. Babies start by babbling with their hands. When they first start producing words, they substitute either hand shapes for more difficult ones, making for cute baby pronunciations. They start making sentences by stringing signs together, and only later get control of all the grammatical rules. Most importantly, they learn through natural interaction with the people around them. Finally, sign language is a visual language. This is pretty obvious, but it's important to mention. A sign can be very straightforward and formal, but it can also take full advantage of its visual nature for expressive or artistic effect.